Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Everywhere.
Oh boy.
It does get everywhere.
Can't we just play this song all the way and just kind of mellow
this
out?
This should be during our beach themed conversation. This, you know.
This one too, yeah. Exactly. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you. In the room, we got a full house. That's right. Steve Silva's here.
Aces over Queens.
Amber Ashby Carey's here.
Yay!
Producer Zach is here.
I'm over there.
And intern Christopher is here today as well.
I'm over there, and up there.
There you go, buddy. And I am your host, Sean Roberts. Together, we are your Weekly Dose podcast. And as always, we're streaming to you live from Orange County every Saturday morning. And as we like to say also, hello, Delmarva Talk Radio. How's everybody going on the East Coast?
Hey, Delmarva. I know, I just like saying it.
It's funny how their weather kind of mimics ours during this time of year.
Yes, that's how
it
you
does,
know, that's
very
how
true.
You know the world
without
is ending.
The humidity, though.
Well, yeah.
For us, that
we
is.
We get a little humidity. They little, get
a lot. Yeah.
Steve.
Well, oh,
hi.
Well, good morning.
I was going to do it, but I didn't want to steal your thunder.
Thank you.
You've got thunder?
Sometimes. Thunder. Down under. Under thunder.
A chinga. Chinga.
Okay.
Chinga.
Okay, thanks for joining us today as we pay homage to our now in the Radio Hall of Fame radio gods, Mark and Brian. So we try to emulate.
Wow, script in front of you, buddy.
Yeah, but it's not anyone. Okay.
He's
if you miss them as much as we do, you tuned in to the right podcast because we are the only ones who continue the radio tour.
Because we fuck up just like they did.
Of course.
Who? What?
That's how you know we're good.
Nothing's ever a mistake. Don't
so
you
guys,
realize that?
It's my turn now. Can I talk now?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, guys, for those of you who recently followed us or listening in, thank you guys for joining the family. We are so glad you listen to us. Someone needs to.
Please.
And we're going to post some things today. We're going to post online, and if you want to interact, that's where you need to do it.
Absolutely.
Do it.
We got a pretty cool show for you guys. We're going to be catching up with each other. We got some funny teacher tweets because everybody's going back to school in some way, shape, or form. And, of course, we will be talking about the passing of Chadwick Boseman. I got a little thing here for you guys regarding some one-hit wonders. Also, we'll be talking about, has you ever been set up by a friend, you know, friend playing matchmaker for you?
And or also, your mom.
Or your mom. And also, least and favorite things about the beach. And then we'll be tuning in also to the Neanderthals.
Yay! Well, Steve.
Yes?
Did you want to go? I'll do it. I'll do
no,
your
No, don't
line.
Forget, you can interact with the show just by commenting on our website, willyoudose.com. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1. Find us on Facebook or email us at yourweeklydose1@gmail.com.
Aggressively.
Steve. I love you, Steve. I love you, Steve. Donk right there. Yeah, so download the show for free from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But you can also subscribe through iTunes, iHeartRadio, Stitcher Radio, Spotify. Just search for Your Weekly Dose, and most importantly, rate and review the show for us.
Absolutely. Of course, today's theme song was Kokomo by the Beach Boys. It was our last number one hit.
Classic.
Well, it became a classic, but it was our last number one hit back in the 80s. It was
love that one.
Featured in the movie Cocktail.
Oh. I had the crush on, what's her name? Elizabeth Shue, was that her name? Yeah.
She actually did a good job in that.
Oh, yeah.
She actually did a good job.
He made
job.
Me want to be a bartender, too. I was like, I gotta try that.
Yeah.
I bet he can surprise you again.
So anyway, but yeah, Beach Boys, Kokomo, last hit, big hit that they had. Can anybody tell me what TV star was in that video?
Kermit the Frog.
No.
What the hell was that guess?
I just remember a Muppets
what
thing one
TV
time where I was playing that.
TV star was in that? Oh, gosh.
The video?
Uh-huh.
Their music video.
Their music video of that
I'm
song.
Not, it's not catching. I know when you say it, I'm going to have a flood of memories, childhood memories come back. So just do it. Just tell me.
Want me to give you a hint?
Okay.
You got it, dude.
Oh, one of the Olsen twins.
No.
Didn't do anything for me.
Yeah, that was one of the little Olsen twins or the You Got It Dude in Full House.
Yeah.
Keep going down that path.
Full House?
Keep going down that path.
Blossom.
Half a House?
No. John Stamos.
Oh, that's okay.
Full House?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
John Stamos was in that video.
I'm not, that's not ringing
He
a
plays
bell.
The congas in the video.
Oh.
He would.
Yeah.
It's not very. It's, I see. I only notice the ladies in the videos. So
well, you would. As so did I. But yeah. But yeah, after you look at all of them and go, ah, then yeah.
The John Stamos did nothing for me. Never has. I don't know.
Don't worry. He doesn't do anything
Uncle
for me.
Uncle Jesse.
Yeah. But his wife, different story.
Oh, Lori Loughlin. Not anymore, though, since she's a scathing, weird lady.
Who?
Oh, wait, which one? Rebecca Romijn? Well, remember, he was, Lori Loughlin played his wife in the show, Aunt Becky.
She's in jail now.
Well, hopefully she's
headed for
she's
jail.
Probably going to do some homework. Rebecca Romijn, oh, Lord. My favorite X-Men character ever. My favorite. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Anyway.
So, well, that was his, I think, real wife in
yeah, real life.
So, in real life, yeah. So, anyway.
IRL.
Go buy Kokomo. Go buy the Beach Boys music. Where can you do it? Simple. Amazon. Just use our banner. Go to yourweeklydose.com. Click on the Amazon banner and buy all your music or anything else that you want from there. I just bought a book recently from Amazon. So you can get anything. Just do it. You know.
I watched a sexy lesbian movie.
Or that too. Whichever one you want.
It was not pornography. Yeah. Steve gave me a look. Steve got this look like, oh. No, it wasn't like any of that.
Well, it could have been.
Lesbian movies aren't like that.
Hi. Well, they
oh,
should
come
be.
Come on. Zachary, stop.
Anyway, should we
Amazon.
Catch up?
Amazon, yes.
Let's catch up. So, Amber, you said you had something interesting, a story to tell this week.
Okay, so I had my family in visiting this week. That was a big deal. My adopted, well, I call her my adopted sister, my sister Heather and her little amazing three little girls.
Your pseudo-sister?
Yeah, my pseudo-sister. Yeah. We grew up together. But it was busy. It was chaotic. We had all the kids.
I saw you guys go kayaking, too.
Yeah,
it was
we went
good.
Kayaking, paddleboarding, beach, pool, you name it. We did all the things. We had a blast. We did a bonfire. Mm-hmm. And the girls, we all had a blast. And so did JP, although he tried to avoid all the chaos. Mm-hmm. But yesterday, so the girls next to me moved out. My roommate, my neighbors. I don't know why I said roommates.
I don't know.
What were your neighbors doing living in your house?
Yeah.
Not in my house. Okay. Anyway, so the apartment next to me, we share a hallway. It's a very small upstairs hallway, and it was me and me
right.
on one side.
The stairs that go up.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
So, yesterday I'm out. I'm cleaning. I'm home alone. Cleaning my balcony, and there's this dude. I'd seen him walking around the complex for the last couple of days, and I saw he was very cognizant of me. But I was like, oh, maybe, you know.
A transient kind of guy?
Yeah. But I was like, oh, maybe he's, like, staying with somebody. He lives here. So he's walking around, milling about. He sees me on the balcony, and he catches my eye. Like, he's like, whoo. But he's looking around. He's looking up, and he's looking over the empty one next to me. And I was like, oh, you know what? I remember they were giving a tour of it, and the gals who left it and were looking at it did not lock it back, which you're supposed to lock it back when you do tours. I think there's like a racket going on with this, like a scam, mm-hmm. where people are doing fake tours and then leaving them unlocked and like letting people know to just go stay. So there was basically this big, scary dude just squatting in the apartment next to me in the dark.
Wow.
And he had his eye on me. I didn't realize.
As should be.
No, come on, that's scary. I don't need this kind of shit. Anyway, so yeah, he was...
Steve was giving you a compliment saying that
That's
you are
sweet.
Cute.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
it's scary being, you know, a single woman living at home, single mom. So
yeah.
But he was jiggling on my door handle, and I was like, oh, my God. Immediately, I called police. I called security, and they came, and he ditched right before the police got there.
Mm-hmm.
But he was totally staying in the place next to me.
Wow.
Yep, they built it on Longstone. Anyways, and he came back in the middle of the night, and again was jiggling on the handle because they'd come over and locked it. And
She's texting me, freaking out.
Oh, I was scared.
Well, should I come over there with a baseball bat or
you were messaging me about the show and about what was going on and stuff, and then I was like, dude, I'm tripping. Just because he's a big, giant guy, and it's a narrow hallway, and you don't know. He could have grabbed me.
And you're a small gal.
Yeah.
You're a very small
and
gal.
And I've had plenty of...
I mean, I'm
put her in a duffel bag.
I've had plenty of incidents where I know that, you know, I've been attacked a couple... I'm very cognizant of that, and I don't put myself in a weird situation.
And to give you an idea how short Amber is, I mean, I'm 5'10", and when I sit down, she's about 2 inches taller than me. So, you know, that
I'm 5 foot. I'm right at 5 foot.
Yeah.
I'm teeny. But anyway, so that's what happened with me. And it was, and so I'm keeping an eye out. They're keeping an eye out and stuff. But it's
good.
Scary.
No, that is scary. I mean, really especially scary. When you know the apartment across from you is empty or whatever. And you don't know what's transpiring.
Our doors are so close.
Yeah.
I just, yeah.
I mean, I think that landing is like, what, 3 feet by 3 feet
maybe.
Kind of a thing.
Like people can't get move couches into their places.
It's I mean, there's a door. As soon as you get to land, there's a door on your left, door on your right, and it's not good.
So, anyways, that's what happened with me.
Well, I'm glad you at least called the police. Yeah. You called the security, whatever. Mm-hmm. They came over at least to.
But he was driving around like I was totally like vigilant last night, and they caught.
Oh,
like,
so he was in a car even.
He was in an old pickup truck.
Wow.
And he was cruising because I remember I saw him for like. I saw them coming and going, but not up my stairs. Just walking around the neighborhood. Uh-huh. So.
Well,
scary shit, man. People, lock your doors.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lock your doors, stay safe.
How was your week, Steve?
Well, I almost had like a place to stay. I had it scoped out and I was there, but
shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Very distracting. Almost,
your neighbor.
Did you get that new truck you wanted?
Something, I did something foolish.
I'd almost so spit my tea right in the mic, damn it.
Moving back to Long Beach, huh, Steve?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I used to live in Long Beach on the narrowest street in the city, Florida there.
Oh, yeah, Florida.
Where it's like they can barely fit one of the small fire trucks down when people are parked along there. So
It's a bitch delivering food over there, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we moved there because the apartment we were in over at Appleton and Falcon, some guy got shot 5 times out in the street.
That would probably make you move.
And so we opened the door to see what's going on, and the ambulance got there, and he was just around the building that was there. And next thing you know, the gurney comes, the guy's on it, a guy's sitting on top of him, pumping him as they hurry him. He ended up dying. He got shot 5 times and stuff. And it was like, bam, 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 bam. And then somebody peeled out.
Yeah. All that being said, Long Beach is a great city. All
I was
going
to say, what a happy story.
It was true.
Yeah. It's a city of life.
Yeah.
Lots of life there. Lots of diversity.
What else was your week good?
I think so. It felt good. I've started a new thing now. I'm exercising now almost every day.
Yay!
At least Monday through Friday, I ride my bike either morning or early afternoon and take food to the park and sit there and eat. It gives me incentive to get on my bike and ride it if I'm going to go eat in the park.
That's good.
So
it's like a little reward.
I do that every day. Yeah. That's working out pretty good.
Good.
I like it.
Good.
Yeah.
How about you, Sean? What about you?
Busy week. Yeah. Took Roman, my son, to go get his bicycle fixed.
Oh.
So it was having some issues because he's got one of those mountain bikes.
Okay.
And, of course, when you change the gears, there's one that's on the left handle, one on the right handle, or whatever. They were getting stuck. They weren't turning properly. So we took that to get that fixed and everything. So there's a place not too far from my house called Papa Wheelie.
Papa Wheelie, I like
Papa Wheelie,
Wheelie.
And so they were able to fix it, no problem at all. Really great guys over there. They got expensive bikes, too. But
those local shops.
Yeah, but as far as repair services are concerned, they're very, very reasonable. So,
awesome.
So took care of that. I've been working on my trains, so I got some new trains in.
Choo-choo.
And I'm removing the decals because I want to repaint them. So
this is serious business.
Yeah, and then I got another couple of new engines in, so now I gotta save some money later on to get the passenger cars for that. Because it's funny. I like passenger trains more than I do freight trains than anything else.
They're more exciting. They're prettier.
Absolutely, they are. They definitely are. Because I mean, it's like when I go to the train shows and stuff and everything, it's kind of cool that you see a train and it's pulling like all these coal cars, but it's like 40 or 50 coal cars. But you go, it kind of looks cool because it's long, but it's like, it's kind of boring too. You know,
yeah,
even though
there's nowhere to dine and have drinks,
even though that can that happens in real life.
Yes.
You know,
there goes another coal car.
Yeah,
there goes another coal car.
Oh gosh, come to Ohio.
I've sat at railroads
with those. Just,
there's another coal car.
But you're right. There's something different about the passenger trains, especially the ones in Japan.
Oh, cool.
So
yeah.
I mean, some of those things just look beautiful. So, but I'm mainly. The layout that I'm trying to build is mainly goes from like a rural kind of semi-country thing to a like
semi-rock and roll thing.
Semi-rock and roll into like
it changes parts of the
state. Downtown LA, you know, kind of a thing. So you know,
totally.
Yeah. So you got like your rural area, like somewhat of a farm country-esque thing, and then I guess like more of the suburbs.
Okay.
And then it goes into like a city. So it's this bigger layout. That's the bigger plan all the way around. But I want these passenger trains to go the whole gambit.
What if you made it coastal and you had like Salinas, which is farm country, mm-hmm. and then it goes up and goes to Santa Barbara? That'd be kind of cool.
Well, I am doing two versions of Amtrak trains, which are the Surfliner.
Oh, that's right. The Surf. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the Surfliner.
Now, JP used to be obsessed with trains. Obsessed. We had several sets. But I remember him being little and sitting in the middle of all of it and building everything around him until it was just... Uh-huh. He was just sitting there, the little guns.
Yeah.
Is that you? It's you?
No, mine's more elaborate. I mean, here. I'll kind of show you.
Okay.
This is a layout.
Wow. This is a...
That I want to do.
And a beautiful thing, it's only 3 feet long.
Yeah. Well, actually, what the thing is that this is actually for what they call a T-scale gauge.
Oh, that the,
which is very, very tiny.
Bitty ones, yeah.
It's no taller. The cars are no taller than a number two pencil.
I've seen them. You showed me. They're
very tiny. So this is one for that. But I needed to do it for N scale, basically. So... It's the N scale is 3 times bigger than T.
Okay.
So, but I still have to do all the proper measurements and stuff. Excuse me. And so this layout that I'm showing you guys, though, is basically the inner part of it. But then the stuff that I want other ones to come around it.
Mm-hmm.
So the passenger trains come around and go into this, go through all of this stuff here, and then come out of it. So
I want to ride that train.
So it gets a little bit more elaborate for me.
Really cool. He's going to build it out in the backyard, and it's going to go out past the garage into the driveway.
Oh, it can.
And around through the other part and back through the hedge.
And the hummingbirds and the insects and all these things will be riding it.
Yeah, exactly.
With cocktails.
Charge kids a buck a ride. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So I've been working on that all week and just kind of getting those and getting ready to paint the cars and everything, so...
Yeah. Exciting.
Yeah, it's fun.
I'm on the edge of my seat. Oh, what's Sean going to do with his chains next week?
And with her height, that can be dangerous.
Shut up.
Yeah, she steps off a curb, you know, and it's like free falling.
Oh, my God.
How about you, Zach? How was your week like, bud?
A lot.
I mean, it popped in my head, too. Okay, Zach, okay.
A lot of car stuff. Still waiting to hear from that radio thing. They're... Like I don't at this point I kind of feel like they're screwing with me.
They're not.
Okay, so I didn't hear from them all week. When was this, Amber? Thursday? Wait, today's Saturday. Yeah, this was Thursday.
What day is it?
Saturday.
This was
the whole week's a nightmare. Oh. Thursday they hit me up and say, "Do another demo, please." Like their responses are so vague. It just says, "Do another demo, please." So I just did a whole new news one and a whole new traffic one and just put it as one thing.
And it was hella good, too.
Good.
And I mean, it took me like, God, dude, because I had to write the news stuff and everything and then record everything. And it took me like 2.5 hours because I kept going back and redoing it.
You know, to me, that's a good sign, though, Zach, because that means they want to hear you again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they want to hear something different or whatever.
I sent them three different things now.
Hey, sometimes actors go on auditions for, you know, yeah, four or five times.
Famous actors have had to audition like three, four, five, six times.
Yeah.
Just because somebody wanted to be sure.
And I'm sure it's kind of sludgy out there trying to get through to people, yeah, and get the you know what I mean?
And everybody's scrambling for jobs, too.
Exactly, so, exactly. You know.
They also may not be expecting me to go ahead and just have something ready to just put together and send them right
that's
away.
That's also an awesome thing.
Yeah.
You're that's not spending
what I'm,
days.
That's like, what I'm, yeah.
How
that's
quick
what
can
I'm,
you put stuff together, yeah?
That's what I'm banking on. See that and be like, hey, check this out. This guy sent this really quick.
Exactly, maybe and it's good.
He must be a pro.
Yeah, pro. P-R-O.
Because sometimes they're like, can you do a self-tape audition, this, that? I'm like, I need 2 days for this. I did book something, by the way. I did book something.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I did book something soon.
All right.
Did it take you 2 days?
No, thank goodness. Okay. It took me one.
Well, this took me 2 hours. So as soon as I got that, I was doing DoorDash, and I just went, I got to end this. I can't. This is going to drive me absolutely crazy if I don't do this right freaking now. So, yeah, 2.5 hours of that. Sent that out. Well, I sent to Amber first, and
I was shocked to hear like he was like, oh, hey, they just got back to me, they just said this, and then I was like, oh, he won't get back to him for a couple hours. No, he was like, bam. And with, it was
well
good.
Sean, I should have sent it to with, you too with, I'm sorry with,
it's okay, I don't mean by being left down.
Oh, we'll play it after the show.
But no, I mean, seriously, I mean, it if you can bang something out that quickly or whatever, I mean, it's
always fun to do that.
Yeah.
oh boy.
But
I have the ability to and the technology to. Why not?
Yeah. And that's just it. Might as well get it over and done with and shoot it over to them. I mean, the music industry is the same way. People need songs right away, or they need something produced right away, or whatever. And I think that's why a lot of people now are using more and more virtual instruments for certain things, whether it be drums or bass or piano or whatever. Because they need to crank it out quick. Mm-hmm. They don't have time to call people, set up an appointment. Hey, what time are you getting come in or whatever?
Learn this, fi, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you know, and granted, I mean, there are some guys who can come in and do it on a whim,
yeah,
and be great. I mean, I got three friends of mine that are keyboard players that are fabulous. I'd call in a heartbeat. But it's like, I don't have time to figure out what their schedule is. And so like Zach said, he's got the technology, he's got the ability to do it and everything. So yeah, might as well get over, done with, send it over to them and... And I think that shows how quickly you can get
I think they're going to want to meet him soon.
I think so, too. Yeah.
And it's taken me years to get to this point with technology and everything that I've learned in radio and college and all that. So, you know, if this was something to pay off, now's the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, cool, guys.
We'll see.
We did it.
Yeah.
We did it. Catching up.
Yeah. Well, you know,
did we do me?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
We did me.
He wants a redo of the last few times that we skipped on him.
Oh, my gosh.
He just wants to be redone.
I think that's all of us.
Yeah, redo. It's a mulligan.
Do over.
Yeah. Well, you know, of course, everybody's going back to school now, whether they're going to actual campus or not, or whether they're doing these, what they call hybrid, or whether they're doing everything online. No matter what.
Everybody's back,
and they've
got... learn on.
And they've got some things to say about their teachers on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So let's get some teacher tweets.
My teacher once said, I can't hear you. I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, jeez.
I've heard people say that.
You know what? I did this stupid thing the other day. I pulled my mask down because I couldn't hear somebody. I was like, what?
Oh, God.
I know.
Did you really?
Immediately,
no.
I was like, oh, you jackass, Amber. Oh,
which, of course, was what everybody around you thought.
Yes, I know. There was the plexiglass was in front of me, but I couldn't hear.
That when you get lost, it's
you
the radio's
pull the
fault.
Mask down
I did.
So you can
I was like,
them.
I literally wanted this. I don't know what the. And my kids were like, what the? What this?
Mom's weird.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. In 11th grade, my teacher cried 2 hours because she thought someone stole her iPad. It was in her bag the whole time.
Aww.
That's a very dad mom.
Very much so. I had a teacher that sounded like a dying hyena when they laughed and looked like the witch from Hansel and Gretel.
Was it me? No. I do that. I have that laugh.
Ready, scary boys and girls. When I was running late, I would call my teacher and ask if he wanted donuts. He always said yes after a lecture.
That's kind of cool.
That's very smart.
Yeah.
That's very innovative. When I graduated from eighth grade, my art teacher told me to never take art classes again. She said I was utterly untalented.
Wow, that's kind of hard.
Dang, dude.
You dick.
Exactly. In seventh grade, my teacher walked in, took a long pause, looked at all of us and said, never get married.
Oh, no. Just being honest. Just being honest.
Okay. I had a teacher one time in sixth or seventh grade. His name was Mr. Beck. Really, really cool guy. And he was in his early 30s, I think, or so. And guy from Lincoln, Nebraska. Had blondish hair, very kind of wavy. Had like little handlebar mustaches, you know. Really cool guy. He would pull out his wallet every now and then and go and show us pictures. This girl, she hasn't called me back yet. This one?
Uh-oh, are you serious?
We went out last week. I'm still waiting for the second date.
How did he get all these pictures?
Yeah, baby. You know, huh?
How did he get all these pictures?
Oh, they were just like their college pictures or something or whatever, you know, wallet size. And it was, but no, not cut out, but like the girls gave them.
Yeah.
You know,
that's still creepy.
But it was funny because he would just.
Yeah, baby. Just
I don't know.
This one. And we're going, wow, Mr. Beck's a player. Yeah, he's going on.
I don't know. Nobody's calling him back. I don't know about that.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
This is odd. And reading it exactly as it is.
Uh-huh. This year is odd.
This teacher I had yelled every sixth word. Just picture this. Okay, now open your text books. Only that was the fifth word. To page 503.
You did a good job there. That was
which
good.
Was the seventh word.
Oh, you know what? I had teachers in high school, and they were a couple. And one was science, one was English teacher.
Uh-huh.
And the lady was big, and the guy was tiny and very effeminate. But I remember they would fight in the teacher's lounge, and everybody would leave. All the teachers would leave. I'm like, oh, they're fighting. Anyways, okay. First grade teacher waved hands in the air after a film strip, and the lights magically turned on. No one knew how she did it. That's because you were in first grade, dummy.
At 6 years old, it's all a magic show.
Right? Yeah, it's like, what? She's a witch. My senior year in high school, I remember my teacher saying she didn't want to see whale tails, meaning girls' thongs showing.
Oh, my gosh.
I like those.
So do I. You know what? Actually, I like that cool. Better than just the string. You know?
I'd rather
rather see a whale tail, personally.
Those French cut.
I can't say what I was going to say.
They go up.
Go ahead, say it.
No, it's just... Never mind. Okay.
All right. My professor says A after every sentence, but she's not from Canada.
A?
A?
A.
That's really weird, that, eh?
A.
I say huh. Huh?
Huh?
What?
Uh-huh.
What?
Uh-huh. Okay. The first day of school, my lady teacher had a mustache. The next day, it was gone. I don't know. This one is weird. All right.
She trimmed it up.
She did. She's
there you go.
She trimmed her little whiskies.
My grandmother had a mustache.
You know, I think it's a testosterone imbalance. It happens in the later.
It's also Latino women, too.
Okay, well, yeah.
When I was an engineer, there was a girl. She was very pretty, and everybody liked her. She had facial hair.
Oh, wow.
Like, a lot, and it would all grow, and she'd just leave it alone.
Ah.
And... Ooh. It didn't look...
Now, see, you were going like this up towards your eye, and I was like, that's a lot.
She really...
She had a condition, and that has a name.
And was she related to Grizzly Adams?
But, no.
Oh, okay.
But everybody loved her. Yeah. She was so cool. Mm-hmm. She really was. It didn't really matter.
Huh. Alrighty, then.
Wow.
All right, last one I got here. My health teacher called me Pam for 4 years. I corrected her all freshman year, as did my friends, till we finally gave up. The girl's actual name was Paige.
Pam.
We called her Pam. So.
Hey, Pam.
So there you go. Some odd, weird teacher tweets. All right.
Tweet, tweet.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Where are we here?
Well,
oh.
We got some sad news.
I know. Yeah. This one's not fun.
Yeah.
It's trippy because so I'll start. So Chadwick Boseman, he just passed away. 43
years old.
43, had been fighting colon cancer for over 4 years. So Chadwick Boseman, who reigned on screen as Marvel's noble Black Panther, has died of cancer at the age of 43. His family announced yesterday, Friday. Mm. The actor's wife, singer Taylor Simone Ledward, and relatives were by his side in Los Angeles home. Calling him a true fighter, Boseman's family revealed the actor was diagnosed with colon cancer 4 years ago. He never made his diagnosis public until now, even after photos of the gaunt-looking actor appeared on social media.
Yeah.
So a true fighter, Chadwick preserved through it all and brought you many films that you have loved so much. Recent films that he worked on were all filmed during and between countless surgeries and chemotherapy. It was an honor of his career. It was the honor of his career to bring King T'Challa. I would say T'Challa, right?
How do you say that?
T'Challa.
No, you got it right.
T'Challa. Okay. To life in Black Panther, which was an interesting, it was a fun movie. I liked it.
Yeah.
Boseman credited Denzel Washington for starting his acting career. Well, giving him the motivation. So while he was best known for playing T'Challa in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Boseman was equally at home in prestige films where he carved out a niche playing black icons like Jackie Robinson.
Oh, that was such a good film.
I know, right? James Brown.
That was another good one.
Woo!
He played Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah.
Who was an iconic civil rights fighter. His most recent role was in Spike Lee's Netflix war movie Defy Bloods, released in June. Boseman had also completed a film version of August Wilson's stage drama Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, opposite Viola Davis, that was slated to be released this year. So it's very, very, very sad. So here we go. Oh, the devastating news shook friends and fans from Marvel co-stars to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Yeah,
they
saw those
a lot
posts
of things.
Too.
We took social media. So yeah. Very
he was
sad.
In his 40s.
Yep.
43. I mean, that is awfully young to get colon cancer.
That's actually a pretty young thing to happen. It's colon cancer can just spring up like that. Cancer is scary.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's a terrifying thing to fight, and then if it's in the colon, that's
worse.
Your digestive tract. You're not absorbing nutrients. So for him to be able to just have this amazing career, and he was so talented,
and still do it the last 4 years.
Some of the films you're like, okay, but he's always amazing in the films. Even if the film isn't good, he's just super talented.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. I mean, one of my favorite films is 42, you know, when he played Jackie Robinson, you know, and just to see the chemistry between him and Harrison Ford, you know, in that, which he surprised me in that role as well. You know, I mean, it was a good film.
Yeah.
And he did it justice. And, yeah, anything else I've seen him in besides the Black Panther thing, no, he's done a really good job on, just an excellent job. He is a great actor.
What was the mom's name in the Cosbys?
Which one? Because there was two moms.
The main one, the one that.
The first one.
Yeah. Oh gosh, what was her name?
Claire Huxtable.
That's the character though, but the actress name.
I guess she taught he went to Brown University in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And she was one of the professors of the theater. The
oh,
acting.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was in a directing program. He graduated with a degree in directing. But she, was it Felicia Rashad?
No, yes.
Is that right?
Yes, Felicia Rashad, it? I think.
No, it's, oh, wait. Yeah, you guys, sorry.
Okay.
That's how it's, I was thinking it was spelled differently. Yeah, that's it.
So she was a huge, he was her favorite student.
Got it, okay.
And she put up a thing on GoFundMe, but this is pre-GoFundMe, for his class, his group, theater group, to go for a couple semesters to, I think it was the British Academy, Acting Academy, something like that. And she got one person immediately who donated the entire thing, and it was Denzel Washington.
Wow.
Yep, all the money to fund this trip for them. So, anyways.
Amazing. Well, I know Twitter definitely took hold of this.
Oh, Instagram and Facebook too. It just went
ballistic last night because I mean it came out of nowhere. But it just hit the way it hit everybody.
Yeah, with everything going on with civil rights right now and everything happening, it's very impactful.
It's another, yeah.
And I think that they say he passed away on, is it Jackie Robinson's? There was something happening on the day that he died that had to do with Jackie Robinson.
Well, I don't know about that, but I know what was interesting is that Jackie Robinson's number was 42.
And yeah, that's going to say they thought that he was 42, not 43. Because I remember when it first came out saying he passed away at 42. And like an hour, maybe 2 hours later, they're saying, no, he was 43.
Yeah.
I thought, though, I read something that was on the day that they wear his jersey, the whole MLB.
Oh, Jackie Robinson Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm not sure.
Well, check it out.
Anyways.
But see, you got some stuff from Twitter on how everybody reacted, though, right?
Yes. Chris Evans, I'm absolutely devastated. This is beyond heartbreaking. Chadwick was special, a true original. He was deeply committed and constantly curious artist. He had so much amazing work still left to create. I'm endlessly grateful for our friendship. Rest in power, King. Mm. And Mark Ruffalo said, all I have to say is the tragedies amassing this year have only been made more profound by the loss of Chadwick Boseman. What a man, and what an immense talent. Brother, you were one of the all-time greats, and your greatness was only beginning. Lord love you. Rest in power, King. Sorry about this. Don Cheadle said, I will miss you, birthday brother. You were always light and love to me. May God, peace, love, power, and Wakanda
forever.
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
Okay, I'll try this again. Peace, love, power, and Wakanda.
Forever.
Forever and ever.
All right. Oh, I just hit my mic with the one I was doing.
You've hit it like five times.
Maybe I should have read that one.
Maybe. Okay, Chris Pratt said
Can you read today?
I don't think so.
Okay.
One more try.
All right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
My prayers go out to Chadwick's family and loved. It's who writes these that's a problem. The world will miss his tremendous talent. God rest his soul. Hashtag Wakanda forever.
Actually, those were copy and pasted.
Yeah, sure were. Viola Davis.
Oh, boy.
Chadwick, no words to express my devastation of losing you. Your talent, your spirit, your heart, your authenticity. It was an honor working beside you, getting to know you. Rest well, Prince. May flights of angels sing thee to thy heavenly rest. I love you. And the Academy, an immeasurable loss from Black Panther to Da Five Bloods. Chadwick Boseman brought strength and light to the screen every time.
I think that was the first time I've ever noticed the Academy ever putting out a tweet on somebody. And I was really surprised by that.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't recall if that's not.
Yeah, I mean.
That ain't my radar.
I mean, recent actors who passed away, too, and everything, the Academy hasn't really said anything. I mean, I noticed it. Where the Academy popped up, I'm like, wow. Hmm.
I wonder if that's Lisa.
I don't know.
Lisa?
Is
she doing for the Academy, though?
The Academy, yeah, she has. I don't know if she does on a consensus, but she has, from what I understand.
Yeah.
So it could have been her.
Could have been. Don't know. Well, but we got something from, the Today Show here?
Welcome to Today, and thank you so much for joining us on this Saturday morning. We are all waking up to the devastating and shocking news that actor Chadwick Boseman has died.
You know, from Jackie Robinson and Thurgood Marshall to James Brown, he really just, I think, embodied, immortalized so many black legends. And in the process of doing that, he became one himself. Of course, he was best known for playing the Black Panther.
Yeah, that role inspired so many young people and people of all ages. And the passing of Chadwick Boseman is our top story this morning. Shocking overnight news that the actor who was just 43 years old died of colon cancer. NBC's Kathy Park joins us with more on his life and impact. Kathy, good morning to you.
Kristen, good morning to you. This is just a heartbreaking story. The news of Bozeman's death shocked fans around the world, including myself. He was a fighter in every sense of the word. He played strong characters on screen, but what many of us didn't know about was his cancer diagnosis and that he still kept working through surgeries and even chemo.
This morning, Hollywood is grieving the loss of Chadwick Boseman, the star who played iconic black figures, from Jackie Robinson.
You give me a uniform. You give me a number on my back. I'll give you the guts.
And James Brown.
One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four.
To King T'Challa in Black Panther.
Wakanda, Steve.
News of his death was announced on social media, detailing his four-year battle with colon cancer. The actor never spoke publicly about his diagnosis, even as it progressed to stage four. His family released a statement late Friday. A true fighter, Chadwick persevered through it all and brought you many of the films you have come to love so much. His passing shocked Hollywood and beyond. Former castmate Chris Evans writing, "He had so much amazing work still left to create. I'm endlessly grateful for our friendship." Mark Ruffalo adding, "You believed in the sacred nature of the work and gave your all." Marvel Studios tweeting, "Your legacy will live on forever." Bozeman brought history to life with his portrayal of U.S. Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, but it was his performance in Black Panther that made him a household name. During a Sunday sit-down with Willie Geist, he spoke candidly about the film's success.
What do you think are people responding to?
I think there's a thirst for these images. So there's a thirst for a black superhero. As far as my character goes, there's a real search for how do I lead? And I think people are searching for that, leaders that actually care about the people.
In the role as commencement speaker at Howard University, his alma mater, he would deliver a powerful speech to inspire even more lives.
Everything that you fought for was not for yourself. It was for those that come after.
Howard alum and vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris tweeted, "My friend and fellow Bison Chadwick Boseman was brilliant, kind, learned, and humble." This morning, fans, friends, and family are remembering this real-life superhero who was fighting his own battle behind the scenes. Chadwick Boseman was 43 years old.
Oh, so tough.
Sorry for the chatter behind. Well, that was playing. You gave me, gave me a look.
We'll get to it later.
Oh, boy.
Why don't we get to it now? We got time.
The walking. Why do you see...
Wakanda?
Well, no,
Wakanada.
When he said it and he looked at me, I was... Yeah,
what? Too soon?
Yeah, it was too soon.
Jeez. Anyway, can't take you two anywhere.
I know.
Yeah. Well, there's something I want to share with you guys that I thought was really, really cool. And it's so funny because I came across it because also I've been trying to... get myself into a certain position that I've got enough cover songs that I can go out and hopefully work at some of the bars and stuff and everything. And this is the first time I'm kind of doing this. So most of the time that I've been home and everything, I've been trying to go through different songs and I kind of go, oh, yeah, I forgot about this song. I forgot about that song. You know, that should be an easy song to do. And I came across this one-hit wonder. And great minds must think alike because Mark Thompson talked about it yesterday also. But he came across it from a different angle. And what it is, the original singer for the song got approached by these young kids that were an a cappella group. And the song that we're talking about is Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
What a good wife you would be.
So,
and that's why how I got the name for my oldest daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Wow. So I wanted to share this with you guys as well regarding this song. So here he is with this young group here.
There's a war on a western day and it's served 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors, they pass the time away
and they talk about their homes.
There's a girl in this harbor town, and she works
Lay the whiskey down. It's a brandy.
Hey, Brandy, fetch another round.
She serves them whiskey and wine. Say, it's a brandy.
They say you're a fine girl.
They say what a good wife
you would be. Such a fine girl.
Yeah, your eyes could steal sailor from the sea. Wears a pretty chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain. A locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved.
She loved, and when
he came on a summer's day, bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. The harbor was his home. Said Brandy,
they say you're a fine girl.
They say what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine
my life, my love, and my lady is the same. Yeah, Brandy used to watch his eyes when he told the sailor the story. She could feel the ocean falling right. She saw its rage and glory, but he had always told the truth. He was an honest man. And Brandy does her best to understand. At night, when the bars close down, Brandy walks through a silent town. Loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, hears him say, Brandy,
he said,
you're a fine girl.
He said,
what a good wife you would be.
Such a fine girl.
But my love and my lady is the same.
He said, Brandy,
he said, you're a fine girl.
So there you go.
I'm going to be dootin' all day.
But isn't that cool, though?
Yeah, it's great.
Very cool.
I just love that song, period. It comes on, and you're always like, oh, yeah. Man, that's a good jam.
We put a post out over, real quick. I want to go back to Bozeman real quick. Has anybody posted what their favorite movies of his was?
Yeah, we did get one comment on Facebook from Amy, and she said that her favorite movie that Chadwick was in was 42.
Was 42. Anybody else, Christopher, or no?
No one else. At least not yet.
Okay. All right. Cool.
You never know when they might respond.
True. True. Very true.
Just wave. Knock me in the back of the head if
you. There you go.
There you go.
Cool. So anyway, I wanted to play that for you guys on break because I thought it was just really, really cool.
That is a great one.
And to do it in an a cappella kind of thing, I thought was kind of neat for them to do that. So I wanted to look back at some of the songs. One-hit wonders of the 60s.
Okay.
But choose some of the cheesiest.
Oh, there's got to be a plethora.
There's a plethora, but there are five that kind of hit
the top
ones. Yeah, here. So I'm going to read a little bit about each of these songs for you guys. See if you guys can guess which one it is. So in early 1962, legendary Motown songwriter Berry Gordy wrote this song for a young and upcoming group called The Temptations. Berry knew he had a hit on his hands, and the only problem is that the Temptations were nowhere to be found. Wanting to record and release this hit song as soon as possible, he grabbed fellow Motown group The Contours, there's the hint, who were already in the studio, and the rest is history.
History.
What song do you think it is?
I don't know, because I can't see through your sheet right there.
That's good.
It could be anybody.
Could be me. Zach, want to take a guess?
Not a clue.
Well, let's play it.
Let's hear some Motown realness.
You broke my
heart. You broke my heart. Because I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around.
And
now sung by Steve.
And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Yep, there you go.
Okay, okay.
And of course, Do You Love Me charted all over again in 1988 after appearing on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
Yep,
and of course, it continues to appear in movies and TV to this day. This was their biggest
hit. As it should. It's a great song.
Yeah. But can you imagine the Temptations doing that song instead, though?
It wouldn't be a one-hit wonder. But it'd be very different.
Yeah.
That gravel. Do you love it? Just like, it has. It almost got this little hint of James Brown in it.
Yeah, and 62, I'm trying to remember if oh God, I can't think of his name right now, was in the group though. I know Eddie Wilson was, but the main lead singer for it, because there were times that he could get that gravel also too with it before he was let go. So, all right, so this song here, the was it 5-4? Might be the only Halloween hit that has stood the test of time.
Ooh.
Bobby Pickett was an aspiring actor who occasionally played music to make ends meet. He started doing an impression of famed horror movie actor Boris Karloff during breaks in his set to entertain the crowd.
Now, in all fairness, before anything gets said, it is the only...
You already know.
Halloween song.
Yeah, it is. It is. It has to be. I can picture that.
What is it?
It's got to be the Monster Mash.
Monster Mash. There
you
go.
That's
Monster
Mash. Yeah. I remember the video and everything.
Nothing else compares.
Except the Purple People Eater.
Yeah, but that wasn't really Halloween.
Halloween-y.
I was working in the lab late one night. My
eyes, good sound effect in the beginning.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
I think this is how I learned to do Boris Karloff. So,
there you go.
It was a graveyard smile.
He did the match.
Candy corn, anyone?
He did the match.
How about a Reese's?
And what's funny is that there's a cartoon called The Groovy Ghoulies, and the Frankenstein monster sounds like Boris Karloff.
That makes sense. It was kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Get a jolt from my electrode.
So there you go. Yeah. So he wrote this. It's a terrifying, catchy song about a group of dancing monsters that was sung in his Karloff impression released just before Halloween. And the song instantly went to number one, inspiring its own dance and even being banned by the BBC for being too morbid.
Oh.
Wait till you get the 2020 Ooh. BBC.
I prefer the follow-up to it, the follow-up hit to it.
Well, Monster Mash still is an annual chart on the Billboard for Top 40 on Halloween, probably will be forever. What's the follow-up?
Thriller.
Oh, yeah.
It took him a minute. Come on, think
just
about
go
it.
With it. She's on a roll.
Damn it, I got the crickets. All right, fine.
All right, so this next song.
Tell me later.
The group wrote the song on the spot while trying to come up with an introduction for a song for their B-side, the A-side of their single, which was called Surfer Joe. This song was released in January of 1963 and was picked up for national distribution in April of that same year. The song turned out to be a hit and spent 30 weeks on the Hot 100, reaching number 2 on the Billboard chart, right behind Stevie Wonder's Fingertips.
Well, it's the Beach Boys.
No, it's not.
It's a one-hit wonder. Oh. Uno. Uno hit it.
Then what did you say about...
Their A-side was Surfer Joe. They tried to write...
I have no idea, so I'm watching Steve to see if he can guess this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we already playing the game. There we go.
Oh, I know.
Fast forward to the end.
It's good thinking music. I mean, jeez.
It kind of puts the freaking pressure on, though, doesn't it? Like, I'm feeling anxious. It's like
that's why I'm doing it to Steve. It's funnier that way.
It's like, it's there, but I'm like going,
no.
All right, come on. Give us a little hint. Give us a little sing.
A lot of drummers play the songs.
A lot of drummers.
Oh, Zach.
1963. What is it?
Wipeout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! There you go. Okay.
By the Safaris.
By the Safaris.
I got one.
Woohoo!
Look at that.
Well, because as soon as he said, you know, a lot of drummers play this. I mean, I'm not even a drummer, and I try to play this.
Uh-huh. This
like
is the
my
one,
hands.
This is the one on the steering wheel, and then you go to the dashboard.
Yeah.
And then you go to the console.
Or your legs, like I'm doing.
Yeah, all that too. Yeah, or the person next to you and really piss him off.
Yeah, I get that every day. So.
Back in the mid-60s, one of the things I did, there was a dance in Long Beach every Friday night. And I was in charge of getting bands for local bands to play at this. And
Steve was a promoter.
There was this one band I went and saw, and it was in the garage. And all of a sudden I go, they like played a few songs, that's cool. And they go, hey, you want to do anything? And I go, play Wipeout. And they did it. And I'm like, all right, you're hired.
You wow. Son of a bitch, I'm in.
They were really good, actually. There were some good bands that...
Is there nothing that Steve has every week?
Yes, I know.
There's something
I'm telling you, I've known this man for 30 years.
I love how it's buried in his mind, and then something will bring it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have to find the right key each week to unlock a new memory in Steve.
This man has more skeletons.
There you go.
You can hear the shovels as they dig up the memory.
Oh, boy.
All righty. So the next song we got here, this was written by Robbie Van Leeuwen.
Halen. I almost said Halen. Sorry.
He's a member of a Dutch rock group.
The Dutch.
Now, the same year, the record went gold after selling 1 million copies in the United States and sold 7.5 million copies worldwide. This song is still popular today and is frequently covered and featured in movies and commercials. And even an 80s all-female group covered this band and was a top hit, top 10 hit for them as well.
Oh, man.
I need a little more than that.
Oh.
So who covered them?
The Bengals?
Bananarama?
No, the Bengals.
Oh. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Venus.
Nice.
This is by Shocking Blue.
Well, I wasn't thinking Australian bands, but...
That's good, because it's not an Australian band. It's a Dutch band.
Bananarama
yeah.
is.
Oh, Bananarama is, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, well, I never would have got this.
I do remember something.
Yeah.
Amber's reenacting.
I gotta tell you, the lead vocalist for this, she is a good-looking lady herself.
Let's Google.
I like her.
Oh, I've heard this in, like, makeup commercials.
Oh, gosh.
Oh.
Everything.
All right, I'm on the page.
Women shaving their legs.
That's it.
Venus razors.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things where you hear it.
What's the band called? The band is?
Shocking Blue.
It's one of those things where you hear the commercial on your way out of the house, and then you just remember the jingle, and you're like,
oh,
what
I forgot
that?
To shave.
Oh. Yeah. That's me today.
Yeah. All right, you guys ready for the last one?
She's not my type. She's totally your type. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And her eyes are terrifying. My God.
But the thing
Holy
is, though.
God.
But the thing is, though, is that she's a brunette. I'm not into brunettes that much, though.
I am.
So, all right, you guys ready for the last one?
Scary eyeballs. I'm still freaking out my eyes. Give me a second.
Okay.
Oh, God, her eyes are terrifying. Okay, continue, please.
Wait. Oh. Okay. All right, here we go. So, this one comes from, well, fictional bands.
Fictional band, okay.
Okay. Have been with us for so many years, of course.
Yes.
The Wonders from That Thing You Do.
Uh-huh.
Stillwater from Almost Famous. Eddie and the Cruisers from the same name of the film.
I'm not going to guess. Sorry, no, Steve is.
But one stands out the most due to its only one-hit wonder hit. It was supposed to be a song for the Monkees, but music supervisor Donnie Kirshner kept the song for himself. Then when a particular TV band needed a hit, this song popped up.
I was going to say, you said fictional
one
band?
One hit wonder TV band.
The
not...
Partridge Family?
In the 60s.
No, that's the 70s.
Oh.
Oh, God, 60s. See,
but that was a fictional band, right?
Yeah, Partridge Family was a fictional band.
Steve, okay. Come on.
I got
Steve.
Something right.
This is right. This is your alley. This is your street. This is your boulevard.
Yeah. My wheelhouse.
This is your time period.
This is your freeway.
But see, the thing is... But the thing is, though, if Steve's remembered the 60s, then he wasn't really there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't know. Adult have?
I don't know.
I have nothing.
I'm pouring more tea. I have no clue. Just tell us.
I think when you guys hear the first
bar,
we're gonna be pissed.
Yeah, the first bar,
we're gonna be upset.
You're gonna get it.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Here we go.
Sugar, honey, honey, bum, bum.
Or that'll happen.
It's the Archies.
We didn't have the right key for Steve's brain in that one. We were close.
Yeah, Michael.
You were picking the lock, but you just couldn't get the right.
This song is pop perfect.
Oh, heck yeah, it is.
Crank it. Honey,
sugar, sugar.
Sing it, everybody.
Got me wanting you. I just can't believe the loveliness of loving you. I just can't believe it's true.
I love the bass line on
that. I just can't believe the wonder of this feeling too. I just can't believe it's true.
We had a we'll keep playing it, but Patricia, yes, the Partridge Family. I mean, Brady Bunch?
Well, Brady Bunch became a band after.
Oh, honey. Oh, sugar, sugar. You are my candy girl. And you got me wanting you.
Now, when I kissed you, it would surprise me, though, knowing who Donnie Kirshner used. Okay, to record these songs that he was producing and everything, right? For television, for other bands and so forth. I would not put it past it that this is the Wrecking Crew, and Carol Kay is playing bass on that right now.
Look at us. Oh. He always guesses this crazy. He always knows this crazy stuff.
You always drop things.
I do. I'm knocking everything over like a little cat. I'm like, what's this? Knock it over. Knock it over.
But I wouldn't put it past it, whatever, that it's Carol Kay playing bass on this for the Wrecking Crew. So there you go, guys.
Hold on. I'm on it.
All right. But either way, there you
go. Yep, Carol Kay. You're right.
Wow.
For Sugar Sugar?
Yep.
Ha-ha. Okay. Crank it up. Because this bass line is just so
good. No, it's good. Yeah. Tambourine while you're doing the bass. You see that? Do you see that?
If any musician out there wants inspiration, and especially if any young girl,
I was about to say JP needs to get on this one for the bass.
Wants inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the documentary about the Wrecking Crew.
Okay, I'm gonna Google
and look up or Google Carol Kay. This woman is a goddess.
Carol Kay, Wrecking Crew.
Oh my God, she has been on so many records through the Wrecking Crew, basically.
Oh, yeah. I recognize her.
Yeah. She's phenomenal. I have so much respect for that woman. I would love to get her in here.
Jamming old lady. Yeah. She's rocking it.
Yeah, she is.
She's 85, and she lives in Washington State.
Oh, I'd love to get her on the phone, though, man.
Okay.
Love to get her on the phone.
I guess we're going to get on that.
So, yeah. So, there you go, guys. The cheesiest songs there for you.
That was fantastic.
So, I thought you guys would enjoy that.
Yeah. Couple love of, the music-y
couple
stuff.
Couple of one-hit wonder stuff going on
love
there
that.
For you. So.
Too bad we didn't have They're Coming to Take Me Away as Napoleon the 14th.
Of course, that's Steve's theme song.
Yeah. Of course, it only went to number 3, so.
Oh, well, then it doesn't count.
Yeah.
Then it's out right. of here. Bam. So,
all right. So we also asked you guys on Facebook and Twitter, too, if you guys have your favorite one-hit wonder. So, Christopher, did anybody respond to that one, or?
No, it doesn't seem like anybody responded.
Not
to that
yet.
One, so.
Okay.
No. Not
all
yet.
Right. No worries. Okay, so we're gonna move on then.
Make one up.
The fourth one.
Now, today is National Matchmaker Day.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make
Match maker.
Wow. How did that happen?
Find me a find.
That wasn't supposed to be playing.
Catch.
Yes, it was.
Oh, it was?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. Hey.
We didn't go over this part.
So, find me a find. I'll ask producer Zach first.
Yeah, go ahead.
Has anybody...
Because Amber went to the bathroom.
Has anybody ever tried to set you up with somebody? And if so, how did it turn out?
Let's see. There was one friend in high school that set me up with this girl named Denise. I can't remember her last name, but she was a redhead. You would have liked her. Curly, like her. Redhead. She had, like... I might be exaggerating a little bit when I say this, but Peg Bundy kind of red hair.
Okay.
Curly, and she was... nice, but to carry a conversation with her was like carrying a conversation with a dead animal.
Wow.
It was awful. It was one of those things where you want to get away from it, but you just simply can't, because it sucks when they're nice. When they're really, really nice, but you just don't have anything in common, and when you talk to them, it
makes it hard and difficult.
Yeah. And I, mind you, I was 15.
Right.
So I barely knew what dating was. I think it would probably go differently now if it went over again.
Yeah.
But, and also the friend that set it up too, it was really out of left field, because it's like, since when do you know this person?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, she's my cousin's friend. Since when do you hang out with this cousin? Well, I don't know. It's like, all right, cool. And that was literally the conversation with that.
Wow.
It's just, I thought you'd like her. It's always, I thought you'd like her. Never like, you will, or I thought you would.
Yeah.
Under the pretense that it's doomed from the start. So, again, I was 15. I had a long time to think about it. Can't you tell?
Wow, that's burning his brain up there.
Ooh, boy. All right. Steve, how about you, bud?
It's happened a few times. It's never worked out well, because... most the people that have tried to set me up with girls who were my age, and girls my age don't like that.
They already know all your tricks,
because back then it's kind of, actually was kind of a curse as an actor, mm-hmm. but I always looked young.
And oh no, that's horrible.
A lot of the parts in theater, the really meaty, are this weathered, aged look. Going half, going bald and everything. It's a whole attitude. And
Steve was anyway. Too handsome. He was way too handsome.
He was.
Okay.
These women didn't like it because I made them feel like they were my mom.
Oh.
I just was always young and acted young, and I didn't act silly, but I mean, know what I mean? I was always, and these women who were my age were a lot older than me.
Grow up kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Screw that. Yeah.
Especially the theater, so. There's like an air of maturity.
Yeah, well.
Yes and no, but yeah, I know where you're coming from.
Huh.
So, what about you, Amber?
I mean, I've never had any friends really do that to me. My mom was so obnoxious with this. With
I can't
me
wait
my
to hear this.
In high school. Well, you know, I was so gay. I was such a tomboy. I only played sports. I dressed in, you know. And she just would not stop trying to hook me up with dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And to the point where she's not listening because, you know, I can't get her to do... never mind. Anyways, but... so good riddance. She's not listening, thank goodness. But she just... and it would be older and older and older men. I'm like, Mom, I'm in high school. Stop trying to hook me up with some 30-year-old dude from your friggin' office. What the hell?
Wow.
She's nuts. Or her mechanic or her car salesman. I'm like, what the... Yeah. And then, okay, what'd she tell me? Oh, God. She told me my first pap smear, which I had to go get one. When I was like 17, 18. She said, you know, it's like broccoli. A dick is like broccoli. You just gotta try it. Just you know, you don't know if you don't try it. You love broccoli now, and you would eat it for years. That is not how this works, mother. So, anyways, my mom was probably the worst ever. She never stopped.
You know, I can totally see why
I came out at
Amber
17, 18,
and Zach
still...
call each other more than calling you and I or whatever, because they're so much alike, you know.
Yeah.
The passion that just comes out of either one. They talk about their passion, you get so heated.
We do.
You know.
That's funny.
Well, they're both Tauruses. They're both born on the same day.
They
so,
feed
you know.
Off each other.
Yes. Yeah,
literally. So.
That's true. So, yeah, that's like, my mom was probably the worst.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't had my mom really try to set me up, but there's been a couple of times where she goes, oh, that girl's nice, whatever, what have you. She,
that's a nice girl.
You know, and...
My mom said to me, that's a nice girl.
Drops him like that. You know, after...
My mom would just say, I know this dyke.
So...
Like, oh, thanks, Mom.
Well, hey, there you go. At least that's better
for
you.
No, but she wasn't hooking me up. Oh. She was being judgy bitch.
And now we have computers and cell phones to do all the hooking up for us.
Yeah.
There you go. For me, though, it was a little bit different. I've had a couple where friends had hooked me up, and I think for the most part, I've been fortunate where a couple of them, we dated for a few months here and there and so forth, things like that, though. But the best one, I would probably say, it led me to my wife.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, how'd you meet Karen?
Karen, we love you.
Karen.
Karen.
It was literally a blind date, and I'll try to make this very long story very short. Mutual friend. I knew her because I went to Fullerton College. Karen knew her because she had her in a class at Cal State Fullerton. And then when I finally transferred over, I got to catch up with this mutual friend again. And we were hanging out one day. I was doing some work for a class, for an audio class. And we were going to go over to the studio. And Karen called, I guess, for something or whatever, and was saying, well, hey, what does she look like? Why don't she come on down? Why don't she join us? You know, come on down. You know, let's go. You know?
Hey, I'm in the studio.
Yeah,
do you want to come on over?
Yeah. Come on down.
And Karen's like, well, I've got to study or whatever, because she had this, like, I forgot what subject it was, but let's say it's psychology teacher or whatever. He's really tough. I'm like, you're probably book smart and this and that. You probably know. You'll probably ace it. Just come on down for a little while, you know? She wouldn't do it. And I'm like, okay.
Good for you, Karen.
I'm like, all right, okay. And so there was some interest there, and I was being honest with her. She goes, well, you know, did anybody say, well, I'm kind of dating somebody right now, which is a firefighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I knew that was on the out. And Karen was like, well, forget it. And finally, the firefighter and I broke up. And so I called the mutual friend and said, hey, remember that girl or whatever that called you that one night, Carrie or whatever
that
her name
hot
was?
Sexy redhead.
Yeah,
mama,
the redhead girl.
Who is book smart and will not ditch class.
Yeah,
for
exactly.
Me.
And she goes, yeah. I said, well, do you think she still might want to go out? And she goes, well, oh, no, I'll ask her. Had to wait a whole week, you know, before we went out. We finally did. And Karen did something that I think very few women do. I brought her some flowers, a small bouquet, just to say thank you for going out. You know, I was appreciative of it. And she came over and gave me a hug and a kiss on the cheek kind of thing, like, thank you. And I'm just like, wow, that's kind of different. Most girls don't do that. They're just like, oh, cool, thanks. You know, and that's it. And she didn't. And to me, that just kind of said, hey, let's kind of cut through the bullshit. You know, I've seen a picture of you. You've seen a picture of me. We kind of like each other. And let's see what comes of it. And so, lo and behold, we've been together pretty much ever since. You know, so 20 years of marriage and 27 years together.
Wow.
So, yeah, total coming up on 28, basically. This October will be 28 years we've
been
together.
You guys are, my favorite thing about you two is you guys are so organized and on the same page, well, that I see.
We compliment each other well.
You guys are such a great family.
Turn off your fucking phone.
Thank you, Steve.
Oh! Uh-oh.
Okay, do it again. Do it again.
Oh, they got me.
Turn off your fucking phone.
You got me.
He was waiting to have this done.
I probably missed one or two.
Probably.
Nobody notices.
Trying.
Everybody listening is like, is that my phone? Is that mine? So, yeah.
He's telling me all this vulgar.
But you're right. We do compliment each other very well with that. So, and I'm very.
You guys always have fun stuff going on, planning fun, good stuff. And even during quarantine, when it was really strict, you guys still had all kinds, with Roman, you guys had all kinds of really cool, little fun
and
things.
And that's to her credit, really. Yeah, it really
good job,
is.
Karen. Never mind. I'm done complimenting Sean.
But that's the teacher in her, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is good. And but no, it's a good compliment between the two of us.
I love that story. So you're the only one who has a good story.
I've had a couple of bad ones, too, though, where it didn't work out, you know. But I would say, like I said, for the majority of them, I've had very good luck with people setting me up with people. So, yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. So one turned into...
Happy dude.
Turn into the old ball and chain. So.
Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah. So, anyway, so there you go.
Okay. National Matchmaker Day.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, neither did I. Hey.
The more you learn.
There you go. Should we check into our favorite TV show?
Amber Ash McKay.
History began on July 4th, 1776.
Born in the USA. I hate that cartoon.
Stay thirsty, my friends.
Chubbies going back to the 1970s.
Welcome to the 7th episode of the Following the Neanderthals. Following the Neanderthals, the show of the life of Neanderthal, I'm talking like Steve, as we discover many firsts in their lives. Last week on the Neanderthals, we spent time at the hospital due to a tragic accident to Schlunk. But after a full recovery, we are finding the Clark family sitting at home in their cave relaxing. We here on the Science Network wanted to communicate with the Clonks themselves. We've asked some of the most brilliant minds to help us with this great task. In turn, they gave us a tape that we could play to the Clonks to help us with our communication with them. We've put a speaker at the front of the cave for the Clonks to hear. Let's play the tape for them now.
Conjunction, junction, how's that?
I got three favorite cars that get most of my job done.
Conjunction, junction, what's their function?
I got and, but, and, or, they'll get you pretty far. And, that's an additive, like this and that. But, that's sort of the opposite, not this, but that. And then there's or, O-R, when you have a choice like this or that.
You can know and every place that you can go and anything that you can show, you know they're nouns. A noun's a special kind of word, it's any name you ever heard. I find it quite interesting. A noun's a person, place, or thing.
Lommy, 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 get your adverbs here. Lommy, 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 got some adverbs here. Come on down to Lommy's, get the adverbs here. You're going to need, if you write or read, or even think about it, an adverb is a word.
That's all it is, and there's a lot of them.
That modifies a verb.
Sometimes a verb, sometimes.
It modifies an adjective, or else another adverb. And so you see, that is positively very, very necessary. Lommy, 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 get your adverbs here.
I get my thing in action. To see, to feel, to live.
Bird, that's what's happening.
I can take a noun and bend it. Give me a noun.
Bat, bolt, break and bound.
Make it a verb and really send it.
Show me how.
Oh, I don't know my own power.
Bird.
I get my thing in action.
Bird.
And being,
bird.
And doing,
bird.
And saying. A verb expresses action, being, or a state of being.
A verb makes a statement.
Yeah, a verb tells it like it is.
Got home from camping last spring. Saw people, places, and things. We barely had arrived. Friends asked us to describe the people, places, and every last thing. Adjectives are words you use to really describe.
Xavier Sarsaparilla. And I could say that Rufus found a kangaroo that followed Rufus home, and now that kangaroo belongs to Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla. Whew, I could say that, but I don't have to, cause I got pronouns. I can say he found a kangaroo that followed him home, and now it is his. You see, he, him, and his are pronouns replacing the noun. Rufus Xavier Sarsaparilla, a very proper noun, and it is a pronoun replacing the noun. Kangaroo, how common.
Feeling's not as strong. So when you're happy,
hooray!
Or sad,
aww,
or frightened,
eek!
Or mad,
rat,
or excited,
wow,
or glad,
hey!
An interjection starts a sentence right.
Interjections,
hey!
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 They're generally set apart from a sentence by an exclamation point or by a comma when the feeling's not as strong.
Short excitement
or emotion.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now let's...
Darn, that's the end.
Bloody hell. Now let's see if the tape works. Hopefully we can communicate with them now.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
The rain in Spain stays mainly in the plain.
No, no, no. Try this. In Hertford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
In Hertford, Hereford, and Hampshire, hurricanes hardly ever happen.
Maybe we need to hear that sound again that came from that round thing from the front of the cave.
I tell you, Clonk, give me 6 months with her and that thing we heard from the round thing, and I can pass her off as a duchess from York.
But we only have till the end of this bit.
Well, then I guess that will have to do.
Well, who would have thought you could train a caveman new tricks? Thank you for joining us this week. Please welcome back into your homes next week when we interview the missing link, Bigfoot. I am your narrator for the Clunks and the Neanderthals, the same thing. Never mind. Until then, cheers.
Well, I got all of my my grammar.
There you go.
Updated again today. That was a little flashback.
Yeah.
What is Rhine, anyway?
Rhine falls
what
mainly
is Rhine?
In Spain.
The Rhine falls mainly in the plains.
Yes. Yes, it
does. Ow.
As does our... Never mind.
That was actually the better than what you just did.
Well, it was. I was thrown off with all of the my you know, my grammar lesson again. My trip down memory lane. I hadn't heard some of those in. Oh my gosh, that was trippy.
Did you grow up with those?
Yeah. I mean, well, they play them all the time on like Saturday morning cartoons and in school and yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right, yeah.
Should we play the game?
We should.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the exciting game show that has caused Vanna White to drop Pat Sajak and come and turn our letters, if you catch my drift. Oh, quiz me. Quiz you.
An incredibly long intro.
Yeah, that was amazing.
What's number one?
All right.
And barely. There we go.
Okay, we're keeping an eye if anybody has something. Give us a shout.
Yeah.
On the old intranets.
What are the earliest known Christmas tree decorations?
Sean? Candles.
Fire.
No.
Chris?
Oh, let me get your mic, Chris. Sorry.
Hey, Chris. Hi, I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
Hey. What's up? Oh.
Well, the first thing, I mean, when I think Christmas trees, I think of ornaments.
What was the earliest
ornament?
The earliest. I would have guessed it would have been
the star?
Candles as well.
It's those.
Is that your final answer?
Like those berry thing, the holly.
Holy?
This is Steve.
Hi,
Holly.
Steve.
Holly.
Holly?
Holly.
Yeah, we're the halls with bones of
Amber.
Holly.
All I can think about right now is the pickle in the tree.
What tree are you planting?
It's a German thing. I don't know.
Peanut butter with that pickle?
They would hide a pickle pickle inside the tree, and it's green. So whoever found the pickle in the tree would... It's a weird. I don't know. Is this like
was
from
the pickle
old...
king for the whole year?
I don't know. The pickle in the tree.
Well, the answer, of course, is apples.
What?
Yes.
Wow.
Boo.
So they would take apples off of that tree
and put them on
the tree
and reattach them to the pine tree.
Yeah, that's
kind of one sided, isn't
Whatever.
It? Question number two. Who was originally supposed to direct the film, which I still swear by is one of my favorites, Interstellar, instead of Christopher Nolan?
Who was supposed to?
Yeah. A very well-known...
Steve. Sean.
Steve. Steve.
Spielberg.
That is correct.
That's why I was going to go Spielberg,
Oops, I hit the wrong thing. I was going to give you a little fun fact about it, but never mind. I lost it. Question number three. Oh, apparently I lost the music too. That's okay. How long is an eon in geology?
An eon? Amber, I can see it.
Steve. Million years.
Let me check. That is incorrect, sir. Sorry.
Sean. Half a million.
Is it 100,000?
Chris, it's all on you, buddy.
I was going to say 10,000.
Sorry, the answer is a billion.
A billion.
Carl, what's his name?
I know more about ions than eons.
Billions and billions. Billions and billions and billions.
All right, what do we got?
You two are just absolutely adorable, aren't you? What year did Fidel Castro die?
Oh, jeez.
There we go.
Steve. 2010?
You're in the right decade.
2011?
Oh, God. I can see where this is going.
I'm not going to play this game. I'm not playing this.
2014. Why not?
Chris is the closest.
Oh. 2013.
Chris is still the closest.
Steve.
2016, 2017, 2018.
Steve.
2015.
Steve is the closest.
Sean.
Chris.
Sean.
2017.
Oh, God.
Chris.
Shit. Oh, my gosh. Absolute fail on
Question
that one.
Five.
And nobody's going to get back to us on that one.
That was a long way to go.
That was a woof.
Oh, sorry. How many years is a millennium?
Sean. 100.
Steve.
1,000. There you go.
Oh.
Question number six. Let's go by quick.
Yeah.
Oops. What is the tallest tree in the world?
Steve. Giant sequoia.
Yeah. These
nice.
Are
just...
Wow. Steve woke up.
Yeah.
There he is.
Question. Oh, God. What number am I on?
I don't know. Just
seven.
Seven?
Yeah,
right.
Seven.
Eventful.
What is the largest city to connect two continents?
The largest city to connect two continents. Largest city to connect two continents. See. Oh, man.
I feel like I have to do something with Alaska.
I thought it was... I was going to say... Amber, I'm just going to make a wild guess. I was going to say Vancouver.
To connect two continents?
Two continents.
This is a good one.
Continents, not countries.
No. No, not what Amber said. Because that would be wrong.
Amber.
Amber.
Panama.
No.
No way.
That's exactly what I was going to say. It was Panama. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Steve. Colombia.
Right. What
City.
Is it?
The answer is Istanbul. I'm sorry.
Istanbul.
Istanbul has a population of 14 million and connects Asia and Europe. Question number eight.
You're on the wrong side of the wall.
Yeah. And the world.
I don't know what day it is, okay?
Saturday.
Makes no difference.
What is the first of the four cups of wine diners are obligated to drink at the Passover Seder meant for? I know, I said that sentence.
Say it again.
What is the first of the four cups of wine diners are obligated to drink at the Passover Seder meant for?
Sean. Cleansing the palate?
I'm looking for a single word.
It's something.
Steve.
Blood.
Family.
Starts with a K.
Oh, okay.
Sean.
It means sanctification in the English language.
Sanctification.
Make something up.
I don't know what it is.
Kerfuffle.
What is it? Kiddish.
Kiddish. Okay.
You. You kiddish. You got to be kiddishing about that one.
Oh,
boy. Which number nine? How about a really, really super duper easy one?
Well.
Yay.
Well.
In the Bible, the city of David is known as?
Sean. Jerusalem.
Not so easy after all.
City of David?
Steve.
King David.
Bethlehem.
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say it has to be Bethlehem because born to us this day in the city of David.
Final question.
That's actually from Matthew.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Get out your Bible. You probably don't even have one. Do you have one handy?
I got four, bitch. Which one you want?
Those judging eyes staring back.
No, I'm just laughing because you're doing it in like trying to do another British accent.
Was I?
Yeah.
I wasn't trying. I was just being weird, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what's the next one? This is our last one. Right, done
last
with this
one.
Mess.
How about a hard one?
This hot mess of a quiz. Yeah.
Got that right. You're on.
Shut up. Thanks for the no one.
What is the name? The f- what was that?
That was her.
Oh. No, what is the name given to the white part of a person's eye?
Steve. The.
No.
The white part. The white to the.
He's racist.
Can you say it again?
Sure. What is the name given to the white part of a person's eye? The thing that's in your eye, Chris.
The cornea?
No, that's not.
Yes, though.
The thing you don't shoot until you see.
Yeah,
the thing that gets red when you smoke weed.
Who's that?
Well remember, you'll shoot your eye.
Or do coke and get up in front of the nation and speak.
Who's that?
Going off the cuff now, huh? Who's that guy?
That happened the other night.
Oh. Did Trump do that?
It was his
Somebody say my name?
His son-in-law, Kushner?
You just need to see a picture of it.
Okay, I'll look at that.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know this answer. Who knows the white of the eyes?
A sclera.
Oh, the sclera.
I would never
sorry.
All right. Back to the song that we'll
You
fix
could have made
time.
That up.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah. You could have. But I didn't, because that's cheating.
Wow. Wow.
So noble.
Sorry about that.
So noble.
All right, guys. Well, if you want to follow us on our website, yourweeklydose.com, Facebook page, Your Weekly Dose, Twitter and Instagram, you can follow us at Your Weekly Dose 1.
And you can follow me, Steve, on Facebook at Steve Silva, on Twitter at SilvaLining69.
That's a silver lining.
Mm-hmm. Mine is just Amber Ash McGeary. Say it again.
McGeary.
There you go.
And this hunk of love over here is at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
Huck or hunk?
Hunk. Hunk.
Whittier. Hunk.
And if you guys want to follow me, Sean, on any social media, I just made it simple. It's simply Sean Roberts, HC. All right, guys, go out there and have a good weekend, especially those out on the East Coast. Enjoy your humidity.
Buy this song on Amazon and go rock at the beach.
Yeah.
And watch out for thunderstorms.
Yeah, go to the Jersey Shore or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey, there's some cool places in Jersey
there
Shore.
There are some, yeah.
Yeah, don't give me that.
Grubble, grubble, grubble.
Or at least listen to a Bruce Springsteen album.
There you go.
Or better yet, the Beaver Brown Band.
The Beaver Brown Band.
Or the Wrecking Crew.
John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band, absolutely. That's a good East Coast
there. Or just listen to the Wrecking Crew because it was just really cool.
Yeah, listen to all their albums because they've got like 50,000 albums they did on.
So go to Amazon.
Amazon. Absolutely.
Click. Just click.
All right, you guys. Take care of yourselves. We'll catch you guys next week. Be good to each other.
Goodbye.
Bye, y'all.
Precious world.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.